A Bucks County woman is one of 12 convicted criminals pardoned by President Barack Obama this week. Diane DeBerry is a respected nonprofit executive who served a short sentence on drug charges decades ago. Though experts say the power of her pardon is more than symbolic. WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
DeBerry didn't want to speak on the radio, but she says her pardon is a testament to the power of perseverance. 30 years ago, she was convicted on a minor drug offense. Today, she runs a successful nonprofit. DeBerry says she applied for a pardon about 3 years ago in order to reinforce the message that forgiveness is possible for those who take responsibility for their actions. But attorney Margaret Love says DeBerry will also win back some very real rights and freedoms.
By virtue of a felony conviction, someone becomes subject to a whole range of legal restrictions and disqualifications, from employment and licensing to public contracts, adopting a child, possessing a firearm. Many of them have no end date. They just go on.
Love spent 7 years as head of the Pardons Division in the U.S. Department of Justice. She says thousands apply for clemency each year, but only a few get their wish. Those who do, she says, are usually people like DeBerry, who've turned their lives around and become productive citizens. Love says Obama's pardons this year reinforce that message. She just wishes there were more of them. So far, Obama is on pace to issue about half as many pardons as his predecessor, George W. Bush. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.